Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And a great big new study, major study, shows that people who abuse one of the most popular drugs in America are far more likely to be diagnosed with depression, bipolar disorder, and many other afflictions. What's the drug? It's cannabis, otherwise known as marijuana. We will get to that. We'll be talking about that with Dr. Kevin Sabat, who's a PhD from Yale. He is the president of the Foundation for Drug Policy Solutions. And he's been warning about some of the impact of cannabis, which is being so heavily promoted by the not big tobacco, not big pharma, but big weed. Meanwhile, we have an email that came in that I want to respond to. Correspondent is Larry in Marysville, Washington. And he says, I happened to hear your show yesterday, and I'm sorry I did. Uh-oh. Your comments about Native Americans were rude and hurtful. Of course the land was brutally stolen, occupied, and ruined. For many of us, the 4th is a day of darkness and mourning. Please apologize, or at least try to explain yourself. I'm not going to apologize, because I don't see any reason to apologize, but I will explain myself, Larry. If you believe that the 4th of July is a day of darkness and mourning, you're not paying attention to how fortunate you are to live in this country. And the idea that our land, and I've been to and through Marysville, and I know it's right adjacent to Everett, Washington, and Everett has some urban problems, but both are beautiful places, really. And certainly the idea that the land is stolen, brutally occupied, and ruined, the idea that everything that has been built here in the last more than 250 years, or even in just the 200 and, 47 years since the Declaration, the idea that all of that is a loss and a dead loss, and there's no reason for appreciating it, is just wrong. My comments about Native Americans were not to denigrate anybody's society or anybody's culture. It was to make the point that I believe that the basic trend that we have now, to begin with an acknowledgement that this land that we're on now was stolen, I don't believe that helps people today. I don't believe it helps people in perspective, and I don't believe that it's true or accurate. The truth of the matter is, as somebody who has actually spent some time studying Native American realities, there were no Native American cultures in North America. In South America, it's different. But in North America, there were no Native American cultures that treated land ownership as a value. And which is one of the reasons people talk about, oh, what about that thing about Peter Minuit buying Manhattan Island for $24? Wasn't that a ripoff? They didn't have any concept, the Manhattan Indians, of what land ownership meant. This was a Western idea. Now, of course, there are a lot of people out there today who think that, oh, well, the Indians were so much more advantaged and so much more humane because they didn't believe in land ownership. But in terms of individual liberty, the idea of owning land and doing well with it as an individual is a very important part of the American story. And in fact, a number of people have emphasized the story of the Pilgrims. Originally, they were going to raise crops and provide food and organize everything collectively, because these were very religious people, very close to each other. But it is only when they actually got this idea of private ownership and each individual making separate progress in terms of the land that you own and the way you use the land, that they began to provide for themselves and came across and went beyond that first horrible winter of starvation where half of them died. That's another story. Larry, I appreciate your writing, and I do hope you have heard this response. Meanwhile, another response to the forthcoming election, which is very crucial for the U.S. Senate. And there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that says Montana emerges as a test of GOP strategy. And what they're talking about is Senate Republican leadership is taking an early stand in the Montana primary to try to help the party win back the majority in 2024 after a dispiriting result last year. Steve Daines, who's a Republican senator from Montana, who's also the head of the Senate Republicans campaign arm, threw his support behind military veteran, Navy SEAL, and businessman Tim Sheehy, who announced Tuesday that he would run for the Senate in the state. His entrance could put the party on course for a contentious primary fight. Sheehy, the founder of Bridger Aerospace, which provides pilots and planes to fight wildfires, cast himself as a pragmatist who would draw from his twin experiences as serving in the military and running a company. Whether it was in war or in business, I see problems and solve them, Sheehy said in a statement. Republicans see Montana as one of their top pickup opportunities, alongside other states like Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, as they seek to flip the Senate back to GOP control. Democrats currently have a 51-49 advantage after Republicans' expected red wave failed to materialize in 2022. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell cited candidate quality as a key issue, and party officials are trying to recruit candidates who can win both the primary and the general election. The thing about Montana is that Sheehy, who's a great candidate and should win against John Tester. Montana's a heavily Republican state, and the John Tester, the Democratic senator, wins only because Republicans have had a habit of putting up weak candidates against him. Sheehy's entrance into the Montana race could pit him against Representative Matt Rosendale, a Republican Montana, who has privately been testing the waters for a race. The winner will take on Democratic incumbent Senator John Tester, who defeated Rosendale's campaign in 2018. An aide to Rosendale's campaign said he hasn't decided whether to run again. I hope that he does not. He's very closely linked to President Trump. What they break down in the Wall Street Journal, and this is what's fascinating, is they are three races that are toss-ups. They are all for seats that are held right now by Democrats. So if the Republicans can win all three of those seats, then even if they don't win anything else, they will take control of the Senate. The three seats that are held by Democrats right now are Kristen Sinema's seat. She's technically an independent, and she's in a great deal of trouble in Arizona. And then Sherrod Brown's seat in Ohio, and Joe Manchin's seat in West Virginia. And, of course, there's all this talk about Joe Manchin running not for Senate for re-election, and he is the only Democrat with a chance of winning in that state. That state voted 70% for Donald Trump. And with a very good candidate in West Virginia, the governor of the state, Jim Justice, who shifted from Democrat to Republican, that should be a place for winning. The other fact is they see only there's nine solid Republican seats, two likely Republican seats. This, according to the Wall Street Journal, the likely Republican seats, I think, are very likely. They are in Texas and in Florida. And in terms of the three toss-ups, West Virginia, Ohio, and Arizona, If you add to that Montana, it's a Republican majority. Meanwhile, it should be an American majority to be concerned about marijuana and the epidemic associated with it. We'll get to that coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
God help me, I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the issues that basically a lot of conservatives have given up on, even though we know better instinctively, is the issue of drug use, and particularly cannabis. And the polling and the results of recent elections have seen a huge trend toward legalization as if there is nothing wrong. There's a piece by psychologist Susan Pinker in the Wall Street Journal and who explores new discoveries in the science of human nature. And she writes at the very end of her piece, reporting on a series of brand new studies on marijuana. She writes, like cigarettes decades ago, cannabis is now widely considered a harmless habit, easy and legal to buy in most places, socially acceptable and pleasurable in the moment. Over the long term, it may be safer than drinking alcohol. But is it really safe for you and your teenage kids? Only time and more research will tell. The headline for the piece is Cannabis is Linked to Mental Illness. We've talked about this on this radio show many times. A major new study shows that people who abuse the drug are more likely to be diagnosed with depression and bipolar disorder. And for people who have no experience with depression and no experience with bipolar disorder, it's tough to exaggerate what a devastating situation that can be. There are two people that I've known well who had suffered from both bipolar disorder and depression. And you can try to medicate it, and some medications will help. But this is what Susan Pinker says. She says, recreational marijuana was legalized in the state of New York in 2021, but even if cannabis is easy and legal to buy in 23 states and all of Canada, the risks of chronic use aren't talked about much. Several studies have shown that chronic cannabis use is linked to a higher incidence of schizophrenia among men in their early 20s, the age when the disease is usually diagnosed. The first paper on the topic, a Swedish study published in 1997, found that heavy cannabis use was associated with a six-fold increase in schizophrenia risk. In the decades since, social scientists have unearthed a strong link between heavy cannabis use and other severe psychological illnesses, including clinical depression and bipolar disorder. People diagnosed with cannabis use disorder were almost twice as likely to be diagnosed later with clinical depression. Now a brand new longitudinal study has examined the medical records of all citizens of Denmark over the age of 16. That's some 6.5 million people in all for patterns of diagnosis, hospitalization, and treatment for substance use between 1995 and 2021. In the paper published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry, that's a Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry, in May, the physicians from Aarhus University and colleagues showed that people who had previously been diagnosed with cannabis use disorder were almost twice as likely to be diagnosed with clinical depression. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cannabis use disorder is characterized by craving marijuana, using it more often than intended, spending a lot of time using it, and having it interfere with friends, family, and work. Kevin Sabat joins us, who knows as much about this material as anybody. Kevin is the president of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, SAM, and also the president of the Foundation for Drug Policy Solutions. I was just telling the folks, Kevin, about this new Danish study, which is a study of 6.5 million people. In medical terms, this is pretty much the gold standard, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's a very well-regarded study. They're looking at all kinds of things, not just marijuana, and it's a very big study, yes.
And, again, what do we take away from this in terms of how we prevent things from going totally out of control with mental illness, right, in our country?
Well, I think that a lot of people still don't understand that today's marijuana is not the old, you know, weed from the 60s and 70s. And I'm a broken record on this, but I'm going to keep saying it until people really believe it. It's kind of like the people that had to keep saying that, you know, cigarettes were cancerous in the 60s and no one was believing them until the late 90s. It kind of feels like the same thing all over again. There's this powerful lobby that's telling us that marijuana is harmless, but the science says the exact opposite. And this study is a very impressive, long, large study. You can't argue that it's, you know, American bias because it's in Denmark, a country that's just frankly, a socialist democracy that is very well regarded with their research in terms of their independence. And it's saying, it's confirming all the things that, you know, most of us who follow this have known, which is that marijuana is a major, maybe causal factor in schizophrenia, psychosis, depression, anxiety, all kinds of mental illness. And so while we're in this mental illness epidemic in our country, we just would do well to realize the role that THC, this high potent marijuana today, plays in all of it.
Okay, one of the things that Susan Pinker does not put in her piece in the Wall Street Journal is it talks about heavy marijuana use and how you're six times more likely to suffer schizophrenia with heavy marijuana use. How do they define heavy use?
Usually it's around 3 to 4 times a day, a week, for, you know, 3 to 4 years usually. But usually what they're looking at it is almost sort of multiple times during the week. And actually what we're finding in America is that the average user now is a heavy user. So that wasn't always the case. It's certainly not the case with alcohol. With alcohol, it's about 10% of all people who drank in the last month actually drank every day. With marijuana, we're talking upwards of 50 to 60% of anyone who admitted using in the last month actually was using it every day.
That's I'm a sorry, huge number. Can you tell that to me again?
Sure.
You're saying 50% of people who has used it within a month are likely to use it every day.
That's right. Right. More than half of the users. It's huge, and it's way more than alcohol. I mean, it just shows the addictive nature of this and how much more addictive it has become, much more than alcohol lately, especially among kids, but really among everybody. And, you know, the typical, one of the best professors on this issue, he's at Carnegie Mellon, and Jonathan Calkins uses this really interesting analogy. He says that, you know, the typical marijuana user today versus 20 years ago, it's like comparing the average drinker of caffeine was consuming a bottle of Coke 20 years ago. Now they're consuming 33 grande cappuccinos of caffeine. That's the level that we're talking about in terms of the difference of THC today.
Okay, that's going to cost you in terms of not only money, but health. Kevin Sabat, our guest, he is the president of the Foundation for Drug Policy Solutions. So what are the solutions? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The small bag of cocaine found at the White House will now be tested for DNA and fingerprints. NBC News' Kelly O'Donnell says the investigation is looking into the West executive entrance.
The fact that it's close to the Situation Room is certainly notable. We had earlier been told that it was one level above and also a lobby area in the West Wing, closer to where the Oval Office is.
NBC News also reported that officials say it's possible there may be no resolution in the investigation. OceanGate says it's shutting down indefinitely following the catastrophic implosion of the doomed Titanic submersible. All five passengers aboard the vessel were killed. The company is suspending all exploration until further notice. Disney film fans are delighted that several classics are returning to the big screen in Cinemark theaters this summer. Dave Collins, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Kevin Sabat is the author of Smokescreen, What the Marijuana Industry Doesn't Want You to Know, published by Simon & Schuster, and what the marijuana industry doesn't want you to know is anything about the truth of the product that they're selling. I just heard a statistic that literally knocked me out of my chair. And I just want to go over it one more time because I think anybody who's even thinking about this should keep this in mind. That among people who use marijuana even once a month, which isn't heavy usage, half of those people at least actually use it once a day. This is a very habit-forming kind of drug addiction, which again, when you say that to people, that marijuana is a habit-forming drug, most people think you're crazy, right?
That's right. Yeah, no, the marijuana lobby's done a great job at making us think we're crazy if we think marijuana is addictive. But it is. 30% of those who used in the last year actually meet the clinical criteria for a substance use disorder or addiction. So 30%, that's one in three. This is just a very different drug than what we've been told it is.
And there are two other headlines that just broke as we were talking together. The Washington Post focuses on a very pressing issue. Headline, How to Get the Smell of Marijuana Out of Your Home. And then there's a federal government issued a letter to companies that sell marijuana edibles, telling them the packaging on their products are identical to kids' snacks. The Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration sent a letter today to six companies selling marijuana edible goods containing Delta-8 tetrahydrocannabinol, yeah, also known as THC, in packaging that is very similar to snacks and candy kids eat,
that's
including
right,
Doritos, Cheetos, and yeah, Nerds candy. This is a yeah, problem for very young children, too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen an astronomical increase in infants, actually, 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, put in the emergency room because they accidentally ate something that looked like, you know, an actual snack or candy that they would maybe be allowed to eat, and actually it's THC-laced. And they're, and frankly, we're seeing this massive increase in dogs eating THC. It's sort of chuckle at it, but it's very serious when a dog, and frankly, we know that, you know, it seems like people often care more about their pets than their kids these days. And we've seen a huge increase in dogs going to vet ERs because of this. So this is, you know, they're having like an acute reaction. Mental illness stuff is also acute in terms of the psychotic breaks that people are experiencing. But the schizophrenia and the bipolar depression, these are much more long term. So we're just seeing these problems both in the short term and the long term.
Okay, can you describe to people who may not be aware what it means when you talk about clinical depression
yeah,
and bipolar disorders? How would that affect someone that you know?
Well, it affects them in every aspect of their life, and hopefully they can try and manage it with some medication, but it's everyone responds differently. But it affects you by, you know, you're feeling down and blue all the time, and depression, for really there's no kind of quote-unquote logical reason. Your life could be going well in multiple respects, but you're feeling like this. The bipolar, you're going back and forth in terms of, happy, sad, happy, sad. And it's disrupting your life. So we know people with mental illness are missing more work days. They're having a hard time coping at home. They're not able, when you ask them about their life satisfaction, they report far less life satisfaction. And again, thankfully, some of this stuff can be managed, but it's nothing you want to go down. It's not a path you want to go down if you can choose it. When you talk about something like schizophrenia, you're talking about somebody who completely disassociates with life and reality. And it's very hard to come back from that. Very hard. And we're just more and more, the phone calls, the emails I'm getting on a daily basis, the research I'm reading, it seems like every week now, another article linking these mental illnesses with marijuana specifically. You actually don't see a link with a lot of other drugs. You don't see this link like with alcohol. As damaging as alcohol can be, you don't see the link with mental illness anywhere near you do like you would marijuana. Even a drug that is known to cause mental illness like methamphetamine, you're not seeing these articles week after week after week from around the world warning us, essentially. And I just think as an American society, we've done a horrible job protecting our kids on about this issue over the last 20 years. We've just opened the door so wide open. We've just, you know, it's just incredible how we're not thinking about, at the very least, our kids.
Okay, so you are president of what's called the Foundation for Drug Policy Solutions. Very quickly,
yeah,
what are some of those solutions?
Well, number one, we need a massive social media and advertising campaign about the harms of marijuana. I'm not talking, you know, some non-credible thing that no one's going to believe. I'm talking something that is science-based, credible. People, you know, kids are smart these days. They look up sources and facts and subjects. And with the internet, anybody can look anything up, it seems. So we need to be credible. But the credible stuff is really scary. Like, we don't need to exaggerate this in order for it to be scary. So we need that. We need to get, you know, we're seeing sports leagues now all of a sudden succumb to marijuana, allow marijuana use. We need really to get a wake-up call among these sports teams because kids look up to these athletes and celebrities. We really need an effort that says, you know, this is a bad idea. We need a societal turnaround like we did with cigarettes. We need to enforce our no-smoking laws. Right now, marijuana legalization laws are making a mockery of our anti-smoking laws that, frankly, took decades to institute. Overnight, they're being reversed through legalization. We can't allow that. And we need the federal government to crack down on these kid-friendly products. What you announced is great, and I tweeted about it yesterday very happily. However, I also said, and I believe, it is barely scratching the surface. There are thousands of companies doing this every day. Kid-friendly items, they should be shut down.
Kevin, what are the numbers today in terms of the percentage of people who smoke marijuana as compared to the percentage of people who smoke tobacco?
We're looking at, I mean, for kids, there are more kids who smoke marijuana than use tobacco by far. We're talking, you know, something like 25, it depends on, you know, yearly, daily, or whatever. But if you look at monthly use, you know, among high school students, you're talking 25 to 30% are using marijuana now. And the number for, you know, cigarette products is, you know, barely 5%. Of course, they're vaping tobacco, but they're also vaping THC. They're vaping marijuana as well. So sometimes it's kind of hard to differentiate what are they actually vaping. But vaping, of course, is a big issue. But they're using cigarettes, marijuana much more than cigarettes. And the average person is as well. We've heard the message on cigarettes that this is really bad, and we've gotten that message. And people smoking still are really those very, very long-term users, those people who cannot quit. They've been using for 50 years. They frankly understand the risks, and they continue to use. They believe the science, but they continue to use. With marijuana, these users are not really, most of them don't believe the science. They think it's wrong. They think their experience shows they can use it. And so that's why, you know, we have many more people using marijuana than smoking cigarettes these days.
Which is extraordinary. I mean, and again, there are so many dramatic, there's so much dramatic progress that has been made in terms of reducing the use of tobacco. One could hope at least that some of that could be replicated in dealing with marijuana. We'll put Kevin's latest commentaries and information about the Foundation for Drug Policy Solutions at our website at michaelmedved.com. And meanwhile, there's something else that's broken that has caused a number of hysterical demands to try to restructure everything in America. I'm talking about our two-party system. Do we need now more and better political parties? How do we get them? We will give you a little bit of an indication of at least one political scientist's view of what needs to be done. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money-back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Sign up today for the free MedVed newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And there's a new piece in the Washington Post under the heading, "The U.S. Needs More and Better Political Parties." The author is Lee Drutman, who is a senior fellow at New America. He's the author of a book called Breaking the Two-Party Doom Loop. And he writes, it's presidential campaign season, so pick your panic. The No Labels organization threatens to run a centrist such as Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia as a third-party candidate, most likely only helping Donald Trump win. Philosopher Cornel West, he gets to be a philosopher now, threatens to reenact the hopeless crusade of 2016, third-party candidate Jill Stein. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is threatening to use the open primary process to seize control of the Democratic Party, the way the QAnon MAGA crowd has taken over the GOP. First of all, I don't agree that the QAnon MAGA crowd has taken over the GOP. But he goes on, and he talks about there's a better way to represent the country's diversity and offer more citizens a hopeful, engaging vision for the future. Create more parties. But real vibrant, healthy parties, he writes, not top-down, one-shot presidential candidacies built only on the passing winds of celebrity and whims of wealthy donors. Look, I think he has a point. Third-party candidacies like Ross Perot ran, like George Wallace ran, like even John Anderson ran. John Anderson got 7% of the popular vote. He helped President Reagan win a lot by taking votes away from Carter. But that was in 1980. All of these were parties built around one charismatic, or at least arguably charismatic, individual. The fascinating thing about people talking about third parties and third party candidacies is to think back, when is the last time that a third party candidate won any electoral votes? Because one of the things that everybody knows now, because we've had it so recently, George Bush did not win the popular vote. He lost the popular vote to Al Gore by 500,000 votes. Donald Trump did not win the popular vote, not even close. He lost by 3 million votes to Hillary Clinton. And it doesn't matter. He won the electoral votes. So when is the last time that some third-party candidate actually won any electoral votes? Ross Perot never did. He won 19% of the popular vote. He finished second in two states, in Utah and in Maine. But he didn't finish first in any single state, and he won zero popular votes. So it's a complete strikeout. It's a complete waste of time. The last candidate to run as a third-party candidate was the American Independent candidate in 1968, George Wallace. He carried five southern states on his white backlash campaign. He won a total of 46 electoral votes. But, again, that's very, very far away from winning the election. And here's the one thing that people really do need to pay attention to. This is going to be sent out in our newsletter, which goes out tomorrow. You can sign up for it for free. Sign up for it for free at michaelmedved.com. Is that even if you win a lot of popular votes and you win some electoral votes, the best thing you could possibly hope to do was to throw the election into the House of Representatives. Why? Because no one has a majority of the Electoral College votes, 270 of them, then it goes to the House of Representatives. And there's no chance for a third party to win in the House of Representatives. Why not? Because the House of Representatives is comprised entirely of Democrats and Republicans. Okay, I know technically in the House of Representatives, sometimes you have an independent candidate who gets elected, but not right now. It's all Democrats and Republicans. So what you are doing is spending money, getting people's hopes up. The only thing that matters is what Drettman is saying, is if you're really trying to organize a whole new party, not just running as the Reform Party candidate, the new Reform Party that was organized by Ross Perot. He ran twice. Second time, he didn't get 19% of the vote. He got 8%. This entire thing is a waste of time because it is easier to take over one of the existing parties with your point of view, as Trump seems to be suggesting, than it is to establish a brand new party that's going to be very, very different. There is basically much, much more about the Republican race for control of the Senate. And we were talking about that a little bit, but what a chance it is for the Republicans to easily win 3 to 5 seats, which would give them solid control of the U.S. Senate and change the country, regardless of who is elected as the next president. Not saying that isn't important. Coming up on the Medved Show, we're going to talk a little bit about the show tomorrow. But first up, there's a film with two superb actors, and you haven't heard about it. I don't know why. Because Kate Beckinsale is a wonderful actress, very glamorous, of course. And Brian Cox, you would remember, he played the Logan Roy, the patriarch of the family in Succession. He plays the prisoner. She's the daughter. The name of the movie? Prisoner's Daughter. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Brian Cox, the great Scottish character actor who is featured in the popular TV series Succession, now plays a Las Vegas tough guy who spent most of his life in prison. But suffering from cancer, he gets a chance for release under house arrest under supervision by the daughter he hasn't seen in 12 years, played by Kate Beckinsale in Prisoner's Daughter, now playing in theaters across the country.
I'm getting out soon, and the time I have left, I would like to spend it with you.
Don't come in here now like you're some hero, because you're not.
Let me be your father for once.
This movie, directed by Catherine Hardwicke, who's best known for her work on Twilight, is surprisingly effective, with consistently superb performances and a satisfying and startling twist to the melodramatic plot. It's rated R for some serious and disturbing violence and an abundance of harsh language. 3 stars for the moving and memorable Prisoner's Daughter. And it is a surprising film, and ends up with a conclusion that you wouldn't expect, but you won't feel cheated by either. Feeling of not feeling cheated, tomorrow we're going to speak to somebody with a great deal of experience in the White House about what's being called Cocaine Gate. How could that happen, that a bag of cocaine gets actually carried into what you would assume would be the most secure building in the entire country, or certainly one of the most secure buildings in the entire country? Ari Fleischer was press secretary for President Bush, who was the last Republican president. I was not the last ever, but he's the last so far to actually get reelected to a second term. So we'll talk to him about politics, about Cocaine Gate, about 2024, and much more. We'll also be speaking with one of the great Judaic scholars of our time. His name is Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik. He's written a book about called Providence and Power, and it's about the lessons from biblical Israel in leadership and what about those lessons inspired America and this great country. And there's also, speaking of this great country, a new controversy over a change in the citizenship test. The change that would be put into practice for anyone who wants to become a naturalized citizen. A question I have is, when you look at these questions that they're going to put forward, could a typical American, native-born, going through our public school system, actually answer these questions? We'll give you listeners a chance to answer those questions next time on the MedVed Show. And there's also much more about this question about the election and the alternatives in the election, and fringe parties and edge candidates. What is that going to mean for 2024, for control of the Congress and the U.S. Senate? That and much more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for the free MedVed newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.